Hands down, Kartsa B'Svaseh, Kartsa Yada, Bin Shleva Mayim Bem Lo'os Lo'tfila. So when the Mishnah says, if you're Kartsa B'Svaseh, Lo'os Lo'tfila, the Rashi brings down two different Mahalachim. What's up, Shad, Lo'os Lo'em Tfila? Is the Mahalach of Davis because you went like that, and therefore you covered the area which water, which is normally open, which is normally Begali. So even though now I want this area to be not Begali, I want it to be covered. But since normally and other times I won't keep my mouth open, therefore that area is considered chasitza, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The other mahalach of the Rashi is that the reason why it's going to be a problem is because being that you close your mouth, now the water is not able to get in, and being that the water is not, the water is not able to get in, therefore, it's going to be considered a chatzitza. Comes out, according to that mahalach of the Rash, that the chisaron hadavar is that being that your mouth is closed, water can't get in, and therefore, excuse me, it's considered a chatzitza. So come out, Hachman is chiddush, that you have to have your mouth open in order for water to get in when you go to the mikvah, according to that mahalach of the Rash. And if your mouth is closed and water doesn't get in, then it's going to be considered a chatzitza, and the only way the tefillah is me good is your mouth open in order that the water should water. The Rash says the problem is you close your mouth, the water can't get in. As the mashmai, what do I say? It's not right if your mouth is closed. That's what that mouth is saying.
What? Damn, you actually need water to go in.
Yes. Right. It's not right if your mouth is closed, though.
Even loosely, why water can get in?
Water won't get in. That's Rash's argument. The Rash says the mouth has to be open, otherwise the water is not going to get in. If it's a little open and water is starting to go in, then yes. But if it's closed, then the water is not going to get in. Well,
good thing we don't have these.
Unless the mouth is going to be open, the Rashi is going to be a problem. How do we paskin? That the what? Every basis star must be Reuel B'Yismayim. Now, in the mouth, most places are Reuel B'Yismayim. Just has to be Reuel B'Yismayim. What do you say? No, it's right. No, that's right. But if you're covering it and you can, and the water can't get in, then it's... Then, you, so we're going to see when you go to the mikveh how you have to do that. So next couple of sifin, you have to do another thing, which is right. Because if your mouth is going to be closed, then it's going to be a problem. How do we paskin? So we'll see in sifin lamaches, ein tzolch tzachpia, kidei shechasa b'mayim. You do not have to open up your mouth. We don't paskin like the first malcha of the Rash. The malcha Rash, you have to open your mouth. Even if it is not open, it's going to be okay. But the question is, so fine, so you don't have to open your mouth. But what happened to the issue of Reuel B'Yismayim? If your mouth is closed, so is there a where's the Reuel B'Yismayim, and how would it be considered Reuel B'Yismayim? That don't do it tight. Do an oifen that it's loose. Achash Chachal says only these lines. Don't do an oifen which is tight. Do an oifen which is loose. If it's oifen, if it's loose, then it's right. Lebiyas mayim. Ramesh is very bothered by this because it comes out of Fizeh that the machlekes the two pshatim of the Rash are machlekes and balabatishkeit in this svara. The machlekes says, well, Malach the Rash says if your mouth is closed, not open, it's not really lebiyas mayim. And if you have to have your mouth open, water come in. The other Malach Rash says that no, it's not a problem. You have to have a divuk beinini because then it's right. Lebiyas mayim. Which comes out as a very strange vikuach in the two mahalchim in the Rash. Therefore, Moshe is very bothered by it. He says, like, Tzarachin, the mahalch of the Chacham Sadam, the Rachel Shulchan. Chacham Adam says it clearly. I mean, we read the Lashon Chacham Sadam, Kachav Alef Yud. He says that, not Kachav Alef Yud. Ain't it tzich l'peik tishlam mayim, lo tukas yoysi midai? That's called Reuel B'Yismayim. So it comes out the machlokes, the two pshat in the Rashi, the machlokes about batishkeit. What Malach says, you have to have it open, otherwise not Reuel B'Yismayim. The Malach says that it has to be closed. And it's an interesting approach to the singer. But wait a second.
Why open your eyelids?
Hold on a second. We have more when we get to the Sifra Mechaz.
So, right,
but Moshe is also bothered by that, right? In other words, which you have a quick, we get the Lamechaz to deal with that also. How's the Rash going to learn your eyes? How's the Rash going to learn all the other cases? So you have to open your mouth, what about your eyelids?
Well, you know what? If it's already so by lipstick, it's,
so we'll come back and we get to Satan Chas. It's a good point. Come back, guys. Ramayse in Shuva. Ramayse in Shuva. Aleph Satan Chas says he's bothered by this question. He says it's not shaykh to say that the machlekes is the machlekes about batashkeit. The water gets in, the water doesn't get in. Elamai is klar. If your mouth is closed, water is not going to get in. I am Cain. We have a big problem. It's not really bias mayim. Therefore, it should be sedech chatzitza. So Moshe wants to be mechadish that the two types of chatzitza. There's a chatzitza which is davik to the person. It's attached to the person. It's touching the person. The person has something, you know, something on his hand, and it's attached. And there's another type of chatzitza which is not attached to the person, but it's just being ma'akiv the water from getting there, and it's just preventing. It's not really attached to the body, but it's preventing the water from getting there. Zakar Moshe that the chatzitza, when we're talking about with Beis Astarim, the chatzitza which prevents, which is attached, and that's going to be a problem. But the chatzitza which be'atzem, the area itself, mitzat atzmo is really be'asmayim. You have something technically stopping it. But it's not intrinsic in the atzem area which has the problem. You just have somebody preventing the water from getting there. Zakar Moshe wants to mechadish based on the sugya that that's not going to be considered a chatzitza. Being that the mouth is clean, everything's beseder. You have rather something blocking it, which is not attached in the mouth, it's not in the mouth, there's no chatzitza in the mouth, it's just preventing him from getting there. Moshe wants to say that once in mechadish, that this is a tremendous machlokes alumnus now. The Maharaj, the first Maharaj saying has to be open. Second Maharaj saying, oh no, that the pshat is a no. That the chisorin arayel b'yasmayim is only a chisorin b'yasmayim if on the chefza there's something in it which is attached to it. Mashinke, something just preventing the water from getting there and just stopping the water from getting there, and it's not dovek to it. Being the area itself is arayel b'yasmayim, it's clean, and there's no chetzitza on it, then it's not going to be considered a. What? That's not based on star. Only based on stomach. The two types of chatzitza. There's stopping the water from going on you, and then there's something on you, which is dovik. On begoli, anything part that's going to be considered a chatzitza. Mashenken, we're dealing in the base of starim, so he says over there, the only chatzitza is the chatzitza which is attached. The chatzitza which is not attached, then the chatzitza which is not attached is not going to be a problem. And therefore, that's why, even though it's not roi libias mayim, the water is not going to come in technically, but being that there's no chatzitza in the etza mouth, then it's not going to be a problem. He said, that's the Hezber in Sif Chafei, if I didn't watch the base of Starm. And afterwards, I came up. I didn't find a Dove Chaitzitz, even though I wasn't Badekam Tefillah, Asla Tefillah. So Shaz, why is it work? I wasn't Badek, after I checked, and somebody says, according to what he's saying, is beautiful. Because the only Chatzitza is a problem in the base of Starm is the only type of Chatzitza which is Dovek. So if it's Dovek, so where did it go? The chatzitza, which is just stopping the water from getting there, so then that's not a problem. Because if that would be a problem, then maybe it just got washed away. There's something there which is flowing there, and that just got washed away. So I'm just saying that the reason why Beis Hastarim, if you didn't check before and you checked afterwards, there's nothing there, it's not a problem. Because only chatzitza is the chatzitza which is dovek. It's not dovek, it's not a problem. And the one which just prevents the word from getting there is not going to be considered a chatzitza. That's the Moshe's chiddush from the sugya. So based on this, the Moshe discusses what's going to be the halacha with contact lenses. So contact lenses is something which is in the eye, in the base of starum. So Kipshuta Moshe says that it's not dovik, it's just preventing the water from getting in. It's not mamish attached to it. And it's stopping the water, but mitzad, no. Because the Ramesh is just saying it is the only problem. You want to say a different nosach is. The only problem of basis storm is if there's a chetzitza on it. Mashenkin, if it's something just preventing the water from getting there, it's not going to be a problem. The Ramesh says contact lenses. Something which is just dovik. Sorry, it's not dovik, it's just sitting there, being there, just sitting there. It's only roi labias mayim. It's still called Rabbi Yismayim, therefore it's not going to be a problem. So this is our Moshe's Chiddush. Right. The Chachmas Adam, Chashoch, what? What do you say? We take off anything else, Shari Dura, so it's irrelevant. So, 1 second. The Vaita. This whole, you know, as you see where our Moshe is coming, you know, it's in perspective, if you see where our Moshe is coming from, if you see in perspective where our Moshe is coming from, you know, he's blowing from the two Malachim of the Rash, and he's saying a Davar Chadash. We see the Aruch HaShochem Chachas Adam, obviously clearly don't hold this Chiddush, but that's, you know, that's the Chiddush of Rav Moshe. The Mechitz Yitzchak and Tshuva, Vav Peites. Peites, 89, discusses contact lenses, and he's extremely unhappy with it, and he said that Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, discusses contact lenses, and he says that There are different types of contact lenses. Apparently, it was the type we just keep in all the time. Yes, stuff like that. They just put them in. What?
30-day lenses.
Yes, stuff like
that. Oh, it's money.
You take them out every night.
And then there's what?
You take them out every night.
And then there's a type which you take out every night. You take out all the time. So the Mechitz Yitzchak says the type which a person.
He's saying that you always take it out every night.
Okay, because the type anyhow, the type which you take out all the times, like Mrs. Yitzchak, is going to be a problem. What's going to be halacha if she didn't take it out and she was lansa?
It's okay.
So to Mrs. Yitzchak, it's going to be a problem. Like, what's the side hatter? It's a mira makbid. You take it every day. It's a chetzitza. It's not really bias mayim. Right? Lach shochav zadim definitely would say like that. And Mrs. Yitzchak wants to send you back a filo if it's going to be lansa. And this was Avram Chelik Dalid.
Why is Mrs. Chumrah? What's he saying?
Let's start the other way around. Push it again before we know anything. You go to the mikvah, you have contact lenses, right? You take out every night, mira makbid, right? What's the tzad to be matter? That's it, right? Go to the mikvah, lansa, mira makbid, go back to the mikvah. I'm just saying, v'ayim b'chodesh l'gesvar. It's a whole, like, no, I'm saying in the context where it's coming from, he's saying a whole, like, shir klali, you know, tumach l'rash. Can I get the other person? Saying it's a very big chiddush, and that's I'm saying it because it just moves out. Like,
why isn't a mia she doesn't care that
he takes out every single night. Saying so, therefore
she has to
because
why say you can't sleep? It starts from sleeping, so therefore you take it off. You cannot. Then you don't say.
It's not good for the eyes.
It's not good for the eyes. But Shlomo Zalman in Nishmas Avram, Chelek Dalid. Nishmas Avram from Dr. Abraham, Rabbi Dr. Abraham, whatever. A beautiful sefer on all medical halacha, and brings down a lot of the Gdilia Poiskim. So it brings down from Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman says also contact lenses, problem. Saying, he said he's Michalik over there, the ones you take out every single night, problem, once a, who cares, go back. The Sheva Levi and Shuva, I think it was based out of Zion. The Shoyal assumed that the water goes through. And it's not Mike of the water. That's what the Shoyal assumed. In the. What? So I don't know the Matthias. I'm not sure.
Well,
not. Yeah, he assumes the water goes through. He's assuming that the water does go through.
Rabbi Keir has a.
That what?
They have like 70% water, most of them. The actual made-up
percentage
of that water, and what it's meant to go through. If it wouldn't go through, your eye would lack oxygen.
Oh, wow.
The water could go through? Water goes through, or air goes through?
It has water. It doesn't go through
your eyes. They say that if Dr. Abraham through it, then when once after a month they close
air up, or water?
What? Air or water? So, I don't know. I have no clue, but the Shoyal of the Sheva of the Levi assumed that the water would go through. He didn't, and I don't know, I have no clue. I'm saying, the water.
You brought us a dentist?
Oh, yeah? Okay, so you're going to find out fast. Assume it goes through. His main issue was that you close your eyes. Mechitz Yitzchak is bothered by this. He said, when you have contact lenses, you're probably going to close your eyes, and like you're going to close it too tight. What did I say? No, if you do it too tight. Mechavis says,
you're not supposed to scrunch your eyes for other reasons.
So you're
probably not
going to see. We'll discuss a little more. You shouldn't close your eyes too much. From Asakain, Yesh, Oymer, Shalos, Leitvila, those who say that if you close your eyes too tightly, also Leitvila. We have to see over there what the lumdus is, whether it's because the area is not right, what's it side any side of the mekel. So he's more dealing with that side of aspect of it. And he wants to say it's machlokes rishonim, and wants to say maybe Lunce is willing to go ahead and be mekel. So we had mentioned a shayla on Thursday night a couple of weeks ago that a lady was what? What? What did I say?
He was just making fun of me.
That a lady was a Megayer 7 years ago, and she was bleeding, which happens when she was a Megayer, and she put on a tampon.
She was
a
Megayer with a tampon.
Yeah. Cool. Now, Nafshe Vishalasi, if she's a Jew or not.
Six years later.
She never got it out?
No. She's embarrassed. She's going to the mikvah. She's embarrassed. When she goes to the mikvah, she's been bleeding in the mikvah. Very, very embarrassing. You know, you're in front of three men. It's very, very embarrassing. And she didn't want to bleed in the mikvah. She wore a tampon. Yeah, but not L'shem Geiris. Mila Tavar L'Nidusim, Delek Ruv, Yivam Samzayim.
Right after. It's not the problem. It wasn't... She was in the Geiris itself.
She wasn't in for six years.
Is she a Jew? Because of Mira Makbid.
Tampon.
Mira Makbid.
Rabbi said like a medical cloth.
Does the water
can go through it? Does water go through it? It's not stuck on the
goof. So you have Rav Moshe. Okay, so let's just break it down. We have Rav Moshe. What? What? We have... we have Rav Moshe.
That's a good one.
Why?
Because it's not dovek, it's like just sitting there. I don't think it's just sitting there. It's not so tight, right? According to Chacham, it's Adam Rach Hashulchan. She's a guy, right? What?
You did not come in.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Well, he wants to look out the show, Mason.
It was once that she's a Jew.
Is that high enough for
Balua? What did you say? Okay, so let's just discuss the difference here. What we have so far to play around is we have a Moshe, which is saying Chiddush in the Sugya. The Chayim don't like it, do like it, not so happy about it. That's one thing to play around with. The second thing we have is a thing to play around, also not clear, we're not sure, is it does the water go through or doesn't go through? As we spoke of the two of the truths, Masham was willing to be made by a Bedika cloth. It says maybe it goes through, Safik. We're not sure it's a suffix, so we'll say suffix based astarim. Mishan Yimaka, because they have suffix trade or banan, he's willing to go ahead and be mega. I'm just thinking out loud.
I'll just break it down,
think about it. Do you have the Masham by Tfilas Geirus? What's he say to Shaila? Which you can also dan also by Tfilas Nida. In other words, by Tfilas Nida we handle that maybe it should be a Cheska sister. Elam is saying. No, she's a Cheska's Goy. Now, does a Suffolk going to help you? Or not? Masham is only be make a trade darabanan. Over here, I'm not sure about that. No, do you say you have a cheskes iser? No, I'm saying you have a cheskes iser. Or here also, lechor, you have a cheskes iser. Okay. Yes, now the third thing. I'm not talking, discussing this again. What's the nafkamini? Doing shidduch with the daughter? We're trying to learn the sugya now, okay? But the third thing aspect we have to discuss is a shayla which comes up. Just what time is it? I'm going to make sure I finish today. What time is it?
43.
Okay, let's discuss a second. A shayla which came up a lot in the past. Actually, one time in the second Seder, I was running with Rafi. We went with Rafi in second Seder days. So a guy tapped me on the shoulder that he just went to the Sifrei Yeshiva. And he opened up this new Sifrei, opened it up. And the guy has a big, long 8-7 page tshuva. His name is Noach Obam from
Queens.
About going to the mikveh with an overing. He's like, what's the story with that? Because my wife went to the mikveh 2 days ago with an overing. And the question is, what's going to be the... What? No, it's not. Okay, so let's go through this again now. So let's go through the Metzias. Let's go to the other thing. In terms of, so what? So let's start. When you want to be Madama the Nova Ring, what are we Madama to? Tabat. Is which the place to start is, we went down, is it Balur now? We're going to have to discuss the Sukkot Tabas and see, is Tabas considered a Chatzis or is not considered a Chatzis? The Metzias is an overring, you take it every 3 weeks, right? You don't have anything, you take it every 3 weeks and it's going in and out. You take it for, fine. Now, so the Shaila is it considered a Balur or is it not going to be considered a Balur? That's going to be Yisrael Shaila. So in terms of the Gedder Balur, we discussed that we have three shitas in the Rishayinim, three shitas in the Gedder Gedder Yacharinim, in terms of what's being said in the Balur. That's in the Nadiv Yehuda, we'll go to the most Chamerdika Shita, Nadiv Yehuda, Chassam Sefer, they want to say, they're noted to say the Gedder Balur is, if it's air where a person goes to sometimes. It says by the Tabas, if it's a Mokim, says Shamashtash, that the person goes there, then that's going to be considered not Balur, that's considered based on Starim. And being that some makim where you go there, then it's considered a base of starim. Mashenkin, if it's higher up, it's going to be considered balua. Where is it? The Metzias is an overring. It's not that high up. It's not that high up. And it is, look, she's able to go there. She puts it in with her hand, right? Puts it in with her finger, right? And
how are they doing it?
The Metzias is not so high up, and it's not so high up. So according to Nadi Buda, Kipshuta is going to be a problem. And the second sheet, in terms of what's considered based on star, the Shul of Nadi Buda, which Kivega brings down, the Chavis Das, his opinion of that the Gedder of based on star is whether based on star only needs it, which we said the Yish based Av and the Rishayim and the Tesis of Rush was like this. That together is if it's something which the area which water goes there, then that's based on storm which needs it. If it's a place where water does not go there, then it's not based on storm which the water, if the water doesn't go there normally, then the loch is, that's called balua and it's not going to be a problem. The fees that the Nova Ring is high enough that water in general does not go, and I say makam, that high up, and therefore kipshuta will be considered balua and will not be considered based on storm. The third mahalach was the mahalach of the Shita, which says that the reason why they go is on basis storm, I don't know if it's Darbana Daraisa, sorry. The issue of basis storm is Pamim Magula. Sometimes it is exposed. Chin Mavurna Kiveger from Chashashu from Rami Pano, that he brings down that if somebody has in the Chalala Guf, sorry, if you have, you can clean your nose, and you have in the Chalala Guf in the area over there, she can't blow her nose and she has a cold, that the area which you can't see, which is not Pamim Magula, that's something which would be considered based on Balua and would not be considered based Hastar. Yeah. So therefore, what comes out of so with the Nova Ring? You know, definitely the Gedder Pesim, the whole discussion of Tabas, on one hand, seemed to be a little bit between the Hachmer and the Gedder Shaila. On one hand, the whole Sugya of Chassam Sefer Neda by Tabas. L'maisa, we do have the Ramami Pano, which is Pum, which is going to be Magula. Void, we have the soil of the water going there. Therefore, definitely, you know, in the case of Lansa, he writes over there that you're able to be Mekel. Havadalach, we take out the Nova Ring. Sefer Neda Yehuda. If the Hayra basically is if she went in the mikveh with it, we're going to send her back. If it's not Lansa, what?
You wouldn't say two versus one, like
meaning
in the world of
Rive. I don't know. You don't play name game now. But I'm saying seven. You do the daily play scheme. Definitely before Lansa, we're going to send back. If it's Lansa, you know, Yesha Malismaich to be Mako, that's not going to be considered a problem. So that's also debatable. It's not clear how tight it is. In other words, if you stay there for a long time, technically, is it right to be a smayim? It's also not a clear. It probably depends on how. It's not a clear thing. So, kids, loy wants to be sent back. Lansa b'diavad. We have the Rami Pano and whatever to be samachan. Plus, you have Ramesha, right? Probably also have Ramesha kipshutai. also Kipshut Davis. Now, I don't think it's that dovek. I think it's just mak the word from. I think it's mak the word from going in because stopping it. But I don't think it's like mamish dovek, and therefore you have what to be samechan. Okay, just a misad. Let's just chaz over. Just chaz over quickly. But again, contact lenses. Like a lot of the chrinim of machmir, we have the Ramosha's chiddush in the sugya of this too many chatzitzas. You know, a lot of the person don't go with it. I went to Zay Berkowitz. It's like, tell me some cases. You know, in the last 20 years, he sent back Valenza, and the only case he had was a lady once when I had contact lenses. Like that was his case. I was like, what? Like that's the thing he sent back for? Like every Ramosha? Like, Ramosha's baby chiddush, like whatever. But what? What, that maybe it's maybe 6 years, okay, maybe 6 years. Okay, whatever, we have, look, everyone might have to be signed, whatever, the H.M. Moshe Feinstein, copy that, copy Novarink, we said before, we have the Shaila, the Blua, not Blua, Tali and the Marami Pano, versus other Achreinim, right, there, B'diav Lansa, we are going to be Mekel, fine, right there. Where are we holding? 10 to 5.
The Rebbe sent back for...
Me? I'm not around 20 years, but... right. I only came out of a smash about 5 years ago. Maybe six. But... What? Huh? A year and a half. Okay, but anyhow. Yeah, that, whatever. Not so often. There's a lady who had soya once. I'm saying... okay, we'll go over. Well, yeah, I'm saying. Not Lanza, send back. If it be Lanza, then it'd be Mako. Okay. Where do we go now? Yeah, I want to talk about stitches quickly. We spoke a little about stitches yesterday. Just a couple more mamakonim to negate stitches. So, negate stitches, the stitches which comes out, Ramosha Shuvin, Yerda, Bees, Pezayan. Ramosha's discussing stitches. He says, if the stitches, if it's, you can't really see it and it's inside the guff, then he said, maybe that's considered Balua. If only you could see it with an instrument, you have to like pull it out to get it, then he said that would be considered Balua, Ramosha writes. But if it's not, if it's above the skin, and a person's able to see it or feel it, then Ramesh says it's not considered balua, and he said, then it's pashut, you know, if you're planning on taking it out, it's pashut, that's going to be considered a chatzitza, and it's going to be a problem. If you ask him, I think also aleph lamed ches, also, he says, right, it's also stitches, you know, if it's not inside the gulf, and if it sees it's basically have stitches, then they tie it, they tie it at the end. That little knot usually is like sticking out. Not designed. You're taking it out. That's the basically. It's not if you're taking it out. Basically, it's no matter. Basically, it's there, coming out, boom, and lanza.
Even 30 days.
Problem.
Even if it for 30 days.
Hold on a second. If you're keeping it in there, so the shaila is any base av in the rishonim to this concept of something which I'm not gonna be metapal with it. That's called miyad sheni makbid or not. So they start to the Shabbos Tetzavim Beis says Elu Chaytzen Bekelim Zephas is being Beklis Chuchis. It's me. It's going to be Chaytzes. So Rashi says that Klis Chuchis is Chaluk. In the Makbid Al Tita Dav Acher. By Klis Chuchis, if you have dirt on Klis Chuchis, a person now Makbid on it. You don't care about it. Why? Being that the tit is going to fall off by itself, so therefore that's something which you're not makbid on, and being that the tit, only thing is zephes is a problem, it's stark on, it's not going to come off. But tit, on a klis chuchis, when you're being tevel it, is not going to be considered a chatzitza, because something which is nafel me'elav, and being that it's nafel me'elav, therefore it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. So from here, they want to start, so we see that yisoid, something which is nafel me'elav, is not going to be considered a problem, and therefore, they want to start soon and say that stitches which will fall off, we have a makar from Rashi that if you're not being metapolit, that's called any makbid, and it's not going to be a problem. So from Moshe Sturmbach, he went to Mechalik, I don't remember, he had a chilik at all. He said something along the lines of that Yesh the chalik between like tit, which is like insignificant and it's going to fall off, so you know, I mean, not misachas to it, or something which has a cheshivas to it. The sitches have a cheshivas to it. Alma is going to fall off, but like we can't make it irrelevant. But something like with tit, which is no cheshivas to it, so then like we don't. And the Yisra so much, the Maisa, is it there or not there? I mean, if the tit is there, and I don't really so much of the chalak. Akabam, Shemazam was Meiko, Shevelevi was Meiko, Lagda, the place of Meiko, we mentioned yesterday, on the other hand, Mr. Karel, it goes with the Mahalach, that the only time it's going to be mutter is if anything we should take out eventually is going to be a problem. That's why he's machmer on the stitches which come out, who are then. He's machmer on temporary fillings. Anything which a person is ossed to take off from the gulf is not going to be batel. Okay, v'negei esif. Chav Ches says that the sugya about a lady who's scared to go to mikveh, or in terms of holding her hand. So the Mishnah says, "Eichas adam bekelim b'tefilin b'tamei b'im." You can hold her hand. A person who holds the kelim b'tefilin b'tamei is tamei. If you wash your hands, it's b'mayim tamei. If you say mashkas yadav mechav b'mikveh, the mashkan hands mechav b'mikveh, then can chatzitza. Tanakama says you have to medich yadav. Hashem says you're best yadav k'yishiv l'mayim. Hashem says at the end that you're not medich yadav. You should. You're not. You're not Medeach as Yadav, you're Yerpa as Yadav. So Nechler Rishenim, what's Mechalik Shimon and what's Mechalik Shimon and Harbanan? Is the Pshat is that Rav Shimon is saying you could Yerpa as Yadav, he was you could Mrapa as Yadav, and Tanakama says you could Medeach as Yadav. The Shail is the Tanakama being more Machmer than Rav Shimon and saying Rav Shimon is Mechal to Yerpa as Yadav? Tanakama says that no, we're not Mekel to Yerperes Yadav. This other Rambam goes, you cannot be Yerperes Yadav. Why? Because we're Goyzer Rafi Ato Hedek. Being that we're Goyzer Rafi Ato Hedek, therefore the only Eitz is to Medeach Yadav with the Maya Mikvah, that's not going to be a problem. Hashem Kain, if you're, if only Eitz is to Yedeach Yadav, Hashem Kain, Hashem and his Mekel says no, you're able to wet your hands with the water of the Mikvah, he's not Goyzer Rafi Ato Hedek. Why over here we Goyzer Rafi Ato Hedek and Sifcha Kimu, we did not do that? Simcha Gimel by the ring, we're not going to Rafa Hedek. The answer is very simple. The person is going to make her, she's scared. We're afraid he's going to hold on to her. And therefore, there's a Gzeir Rafa Atu Hedek. That's how the Rambam and Ramban learn. The Tanakam is being Machman, is Gzeir Rafa Atu Hedek, and Rishim Hod is no Gzeir. The Raz, well, the hand learns the Faket. That the Tanakam, the Faket. Rishim says, able to. Tanakam is being more Mako. Rishim says, that you could Yerpa as Yadav, right? And the Tanakh, Mashenka Medeach as Yadav, he doesn't like it so much. Why Medeach doesn't like it so much? Because maybe you're going to go ahead and do it too tight. Mashenka and the Tanakhama says that no, either one's enough. You could either do it softly, or you could go ahead and Medeach as Yadav, either one's going to be enough, and it's going to be okay. V'chein Pasek HaMechaber, V'chein Pasek HaMechaber, you shouldn't hold the hand Shas Tefila. Elam can rough the yada. He's going like the Rajba, that if you do it rough, it's going to be okay. Kedesh yavim mayim b'makachis yada. You have to wear your hands with the water of the mikvah. The medicha yada for you, or medicha the mayim tchila shari shemashka tvecha aydel chibal mayim mikvah. For you, your passage is like the Rajba, that either one's enough. You either wear your hands, or go loosely, and either one is going to be enough. The Shach brings down the Bach passage, the Rambam Ramban, that even rough is going to be aser, gzera to loy rafsa. You know, Ba'amah, we're not Goyzer, Zot HaShach, since you're Ba'am, you're afraid, then we're going to go ahead and be Machmer. So, Kitzur comes out of Halacha L'Maisa. According to the Mechaber, let's say a lady who's scared, or a lady who doesn't have good balance. So, the Mechaber says you have two Eitzes, either you call it roughly, or you can Medeach Yadav, you can Medeach Yadav, Yadav Chila. The Shach is not being Mekel. He says, Ramban and Rajba. Rambam and Rabban are Machmer, even Rafi, the Bach was be Geyser, Atu Loi Rafsa, and the only Eitzah would be to Medeach Yadav, and that would be the only Eitzah. In the Das Mechaber, even if you're Medeach Yadav, the Taz says, if you hold it very, very tight, then it's going to be a problem. And there's the, in the Das of the Rajva, they have two choices, Rafi or Medeach Yadav. If you hold it very, very tight and you're Medeach Yadav, that's Mevatel the Chibra. The only hetter is in the case where it's going to be rav. It's because halacha ma'aseh, the simple hetter is, if you're pointing to the mikveh, you just like, for a second, you just like hold a little bit on loose for a second. And then she's in the mikveh, put it in, and then like a split second, just go like that, and hold it back, and then therefore definitely there's not going to be a problem. And it says, well, what do you need? There's also the gate for scalem, the same challenge as mikveh chaf. When you put something in the water, so the question is, when you put something in the water, and you're holding on to it, is that going to be a problem or not? So if you're mediach yadav with the tchila, so then we're saying that the mediach yadav is going to work. Just, but tonight that it shouldn't be too tight. If it's too tight, then it's going to be a problem. So simple eights is just if you're just losing it for 1 second, then you know that's a simple eights. And again, like a lot of times, what? 1 second. What?
That you could wet your hands and then
you
put a cleat and
whisk. What do you say? You can do it, but you have to. You can't be too tight. That's what. Yeah, as long as it's not too tight. But now, in terms of wetting your hands, so there's machlokes. Hold on a second. In terms of wetting your hands, is machlokes? Wasn't mean wetting your hands. What is that after? What's called? What time is it? 12. In terms of wetting your hands, so there's no 12. 5 we're out. In terms of wetting your hands, is machlokes? You have to wet your hands with. Can you wet your hands with any water, even my tlushim, and put your hand in? What's the pshat? Is because like a hashaka. When you can mechaber water to the mikvah, so you wet your hands any water, put it in, and therefore it's going to work mitzad hashaka. The tzad, the Ramah says that dafka may mikvah, I have to use the may mikvah, but my intuition wouldn't work. The pshat is, why wouldn't my intuition work? Because it's very shvach hashaka. It's on your hand, you're holding something against it, it's not so much of a chibur to the mikvah, therefore it has to be dafka may mikvah, and can't be with my intuition. Even when you deal with may mikvah, it's rikuach. If you pick your hands in the main mikvah and then you put your hand out of the water, do you just make a main tlushim now? So it could be on the side of main mikvah, it's going to have to be main mikvah, which is going to be in the main mikvah the whole time. Mechav Sib Chavta says, you tell a mikvah she'im bay el memsa, mitsumsum, if you tell him only memsa mitsumsum, you tell your friend, kovich zadach alai, be mikvah, harei ze maguna. Why is it maguna? So, zakta shach, chishish, maybe you'll take it before you finish the main tevil. And it comes out, you tevel with a mikvah, okay, which is less than memsa, and it's dafka when it's mayim mitzvah. Rivash says, even if it's more than 40 sa, harizim maguna, even if it's more than 40 sa, it's going to be considered. Lamed, it says that when you go to the mikvah, you don't have to pick up your feet. If there's no tit, even though your dirs is al-ritzba, there's no chatzitza, because mayim makdim. And since you have, a lot of people think when they have to like, you know, jump in the mikveh, do a somersault because the feet are on the floor, mayim makdimim, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. A couple months left, let's go back to a couple of things we were discussing in the past. Ingrown toenail. What's going to be like ingrown toenail? How would you even be done with that? Is the ingrown toenail going to be considered a problem? Is it considered a chatzitza? It's not going to be considered a chatzitza. What's the chatzitza shaila? On one hand, there's a minig of the to cut the nails, and this nail is not going to be cut, and it's sticking out, it's not going to be cut, and therefore, is that going to be a problem or not? As the shittis are avon koyim lekatzitz, he cuts it, Tommy.
You have the similar to the glue,
and right
now, it hurts to take it off. Right now, in this month, I don't want to take it off.
So Shevi Levi Beis Tzadik Gimel wants to say that if it's not Umeli Katzitz right now, you have to go to Umen to cut it off, and it's Lach Hazman, you're not doing it right now, therefore we would not be Mesach to say that the whole Vada of Arvon was Umeli Katzitz. It's not Umeli Katzitz, and Gronton, you can't cut it off, it hurts you. What?
It is, it hurts.
So the pattern we're holding. What do you say? Sticking up the toenail.
Under the skin.
There's one part under the skin, the other part not. You don't call it usually. Okay, depending. Maybe. If it's totally under the skin, it's okay. A lot of times also grows underneath and there's a part on top. But so you can't say, if it's not humanly cut, it's right now, because then grown toenail, you can't cut it off, you're not going to cut it off, the whole problem was the Ravon. Also humanly cut, says. Here it's not able to cut says, therefore it's not going to be what? If you're not planning going to the doctor, take it off right now.
I have an appointment.
Okay, so the question is whether it's able to cut says now. If you're not planning on doing it right now, you're keeping it. If it hurts to cut it off, you're not interested in going to Umar to cut it off. Therefore, it's not a problem, and therefore it's going to be okay. If you're going to the doctor soon, so how are we down in that case of going to the doctor soon? The place was discussed it in a couple places. It's a little bit different than a dentist because right there. The problem was that you have the temporary filling is an outside thing. You make it tuffle to the guf. It's only tuffle to the guf if it's going to stay zmani, and if it's not going to stay zmani, we're not going to say it's a chilek of the guf. Here is, this was a chilek of the guf. Elamai, the problem is all the way around. We have the ravon oimel katzitz. We have the ravon of oimel katzitz. Betzim is part of the body. We have the ravon oimel katzitz, and if it's oimel katzitz, then it's going to be our problem. So what would be madame if you're going to the doctor in 3 days, let's say, from now? How would you be madame? So what would be the proper doing to that? What?
What's the other option? Pushing off the mikvah for 3 days.
What do you say?
You can't get an appointment, so you're not pushing off the mikvah. You're not going 3 days later.
Why aren't you pushing off the mikvah? If it's a chatzitza, no, let's stand away with that. What?
You want to be machmir for shah?
No. So this is something which we've been, whatever. In the Taz's world, when he says that what's his taina on the shach? He says that, what do you mean? It's only a minute of coffee now. I was like, my baya. What time is it now?
4:05.
Okay, after that. He says, my baya. It's only a minute to go ahead and cut it off. It's like, well, what will be the, what's the problem? Here, the reason I'm cutting off is because it bothers me, it's tiring me, and I'm planning on cutting off, and it's bothering me. It's a little bit different than the vikuach in the shach and the taz. You don't have a raya from there, like upon him, that the taz would be mekel in that case. You don't have a raya from the taz. Now, we do have the mechaber. Mechaber says in the case of the mordechai, it's only katzitz, and mechaber would be mekel. So the question is, can we damas to some sefer of lacher zman?
3 days?
Right, so there maybe not. If there's Friday, you're getting married. Here, Friday is, you have to take it off tomorrow. We're just having a hard time getting a doctor's appointment. See, it's fine if that's considered the same thing or the same thing or not. Right, so that's the child here. Is this called Ermin Kotz Miyad? Just because you have, no, he says there's a mice in between. I think I'm married. There's something to be active here. Here, I cut off right now just so I have a technical problem. That's the question. I have a technical problem. The question is, I like the Chazam Sefer or not? Okay, I have to be Mamshach at a different time.